You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 578 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rockin' blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'll start things off with Canada's Sue Foley, who turned 55 on Wednesday. She was born March 29, 1968 in Ottawa. In 2001, she won the Juno for Best Blues Album of the Year for Love Coming Down. She's been nominated for 43 Maple Blues Awards and has won the Guitarist of the Year Award 4 times. From her Juno and Maple Blues Award and Double Blues Music Award nominated Pinky's Blues, this is Dallas Man.
Now you're nothing, my bell don't seem to ring.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from Finland's The Mudmakers, we had their brand new single, Hey Pretty Baby. Before that, from 1983's Texas Twister, we had the legendary Johnny Copeland with Houston. Johnny Copeland was born 86 years ago Monday, March 27, 1937 in Haynesville, Louisiana. He moved to Houston with his mother when he was 13, and his playing was influenced by Texas bluesmen Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Lowell Folsom, Johnny Guitar Watson, and T-Bone Walker. He recorded his first single in 1958 and signed with several small labels over the next decades before eventually moving to Harlem. In 1981, Johnny Copeland signed with Rounder Records and released Copeland Special, which earned him a Blues Music Award for Blues Album of the Year. He would go on to receive 10 more Blues Music Award nominations, winning 3 times, as well as a Grammy for his classic 1986 collaboration with Robert Cray and Albert Collins, Showdown, which was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1989. By the late 80s, he had begun suffering from heart disease and suffered several heart attacks, undergoing numerous surgeries, but continued to record and perform. On New Year's Day 1997, he received a heart transplant and was back on stage 4 months later. He died in July of that year at the age of 60. Johnny Copeland was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2017. And I got this week's Rock and Blues show started off with Sue Foley and Dallas Man from her 2021 Pinky's Blues. This is the Rock and Blues show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their new final album, Blues All Around, this is Savoy Brown featuring the late, great Kim Simmons with Going Down South.
I'm going down south, gonna watch the Mississippi roll. Paris too. Geneva and Berlin, trying to forget about you. When I get to Jackson, gonna start over you. I've been awake all night, my mind's spinning like a top.
me going. Every time which way, half the time I don't know. Should I go or should I stay? All our time together is like a crazy ride. Do I need to hold on?
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby. Closing out that set from their new release, Find a Better Way, we had Ontario's The Commoners with Too Much. Before that, from their just released Outside the Lines, we had Williamstown's Misty Blues with Granville Tea. And I got that set started off with Savoy Brown and Going Down South from their final studio release, the new Blues All Around. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the legendary Robert Lockwood Jr. was born 108 years ago Sunday, March 27, 1915 in Turkey Scratch, Arkansas. Often overshadowed by the fact that he was the only person known to have directly learned from Robert Johnson, Lockwood was an amazing guitarist in his own right, mixing jazz with Delta blues and adopting the 12-string at age 60. In addition to Robert Johnson, Lockwood also played and recorded with Johnny Shines, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Little Walter, Otis Spann, and Muddy Waters. He made his first solo recording in 1941 for Bluebird and moved to Chicago in 1950. Robert Lockwood Jr. was nominated for 21 Blues Music Awards, winning 7 times, was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1989, where he also has one album inducted. He passed away at 91 in 2006, and in 2007 was awarded a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album, along with David Honeyboy Edwards, Henry James Townsend, and Pine Top Perkins, for Last of the Great Mississippi Delta Bluesmen, live in Dallas. From his 1997 Blues Music Award winning I Got to Find Me a Woman, this is the late, great Robert Lockwood Jr. with his cover of Roosevelt Sykes's She's Little and She's Low.
She's little and she's low, and she's built up from the ground. She little and she low, she built up right from the ground. And the fourth day in the morning, she makes my love come tumbling down. If you wanna be my sweet woman, I can't stand to let you run around. If you wanna be my sweet woman, I can't stand to let you run around. Now if you just got to run around, I want you to stop and lay my money down. I just screamed and I cried when I think of my past life. I just screamed and I cried when I think of my past life. She was my schoolmate, but she really have been my wife. She been and she know, and she's built up right from the ground. She low, she built up right from the ground. And before day in the morning, she makes my love come tumbling down.